my mother's worrying reliance on AI for health advice. By Viola Zhao, read by Vivian Full. This essay was originally published on Rest of World. My mother was diagnosed with a chronic kidney disease in 2004. The two of us had just moved from our hometown, a small city, to Hangzhou, a provincial capital of about 8 million people, although it has grown substantially since then. Known for its ancient temples and pagodas, Hangzhou was also a burgeoning tech hub and home to Alibaba, and, years later, would host DeepSeek. In Hangzhou, we were each other's closest family. I was one of tens of millions of children born under China's one-child policy. My father stayed back, working as a physician in our hometown, and visited only occasionally. My parents' relationship had always been somewhat distant. My mom taught music at a primary school, cooked, and looked after my studies. For years, I joined her on her stressful hospital visits and anxiously awaited every lab report, which showed only the slow but continual decline of her kidneys. China's healthcare system is rife with severe inequalities. The nation's top doctors work out of dozens of prestigious public hospitals, most of them located in the economically developed eastern and southern regions. These hospitals sit on sprawling campuses with high-rise towers housing clinics, labs, and wards. The largest facilities have thousands of beds. It's common for patients with severe conditions to travel long distances, sometimes across the entire country, to seek treatment at these hospitals. Doctors, who sometimes see more than 100 patients a day, struggle to keep up. Although the hospitals are public, they largely operate as businesses, with only about 10% of their budgets coming from the government. Doctors are paid meager salaries and earn bonuses only if their departments are able to turn a profit from operations and other services. Before a recent crackdown on medical corruption, it was common for doctors to accept kickbacks or bribes from pharmaceutical and medical supply companies. As China's population ages, strains on the country's healthcare system have intensified, and the system's failures have led to widespread distrust of medical professionals. This has even manifested in physical attacks on doctors and nurses over the last two decades, leading the government to mandate that the largest hospitals set up security checkpoints.